Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
And we had an interesting day of racing last weekend where we had the big feature in Ascot, and lo and behold, Pikey gets up almost at double figure odds. He leads the charge in the Kingston Town this weekend, which is the last Group One of the year in Ascot, where he's already been well supported on Western Empire. It's $1.45 into $1.35, so it's hard to see, you know, him being under too much threat in that race. It's disappointing to see that we haven't got the depth of the fields over there in Perth this year, but it is what it is, and I'm sure we'll still sort of make a bit of there'll be plenty of good turnover, a few multis running through that. We've also got the Pakenham Cup in as well on Saturday, where the Smoking Romans is the favourite, 310 out to 330. Have you got any plays for the weekend that you want to share, Jared?
Well, I thought with the Pakenham Cup, certainly Smoking Romans, when I was looking at the form this morning, 3:30 favourite, but deservedly it's had a couple of very good runs around that distance at 2,400, steps at 2,500, nicely weighted, gets a good draw and map. I certainly think it's the horse to beat. I thought the better today might have been race 4, number 1, Marine 1. Very surprised at the price of $4.60 with you at the moment. I mean, it drops out of a Group 1 last start where it's certainly embarrassed, got beat by 6 lengths, but really a big drop in grade back here. It's had a 35-day freshen up off that. Group 1 back to this level, gets a 3-kilo claim. I mean, Ma Eustace are very, very astute about what they do with their placement. It won its two races prior to that Group 1 win by 2.8 and 1.2 lengths. And I just thought it should have been half that price and a very warm favourite here. And the other big thing of the weekend is we've got Jamie Carr back in the saddle. And I think she is riding Smoking Romans in the cup.
Yes, well, it'll be interesting how she, you know, she's had a long layoff, as we know. So it'll be interesting coming back. She is in the saddle for Smoking Romans. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting first day back. There'll be plenty of eyes on her. And, we'll see how it plays out. Brad, have you got anything you wanted to contribute to the racing side of things?
Yeah, I see the Pakenham Cup. I like Smoking Romans with Carr back on, but I like Team Captain with Blake McDougall. He's been riding well, so I'm going to have a little go at that. But I want to come back to the Mudgee Cup. Lady Love to Gamble, Bjorn Baker. Race 7, number 6 at Mudgee. That's my bet of the week.
Yeah, so that one's on Friday. So, yeah, Race 7, number 6. It's already been a little bit of support, $7 into $6.50. So, there's plenty of good races, good country cups going around the traps at the moment. So they seem to be popping up most days, which is great now that we've got away from the absolute spring. So, yeah, with out of the Bjorn Baker yard. So $7 into $6.50, a little bit of support. That's tomorrow, race 7, number 6.
Well, the Baker stable are very good at taking their horses to the country for the right races and picking the right ones up. And I think they're also pretty clever at picking the right race to back them too. So, looks very well placed in the Mudgee Cup. And Trish and I was diving through your markets there this morning to see whether the boys had any special markets up for Pakenham Day, and I couldn't find the one about anybody staying at Mornington on Friday or Saturday night through the weekend. But anyway, we'll let that one go through. But let's hope Pakenham, it's always a tricky track to win at.
I'll play a nice leave to that one, Jared. So, but it's an interesting meeting coming up. Plenty of racing, and we've got plenty of bets here on the program. As you said, we'll just touch on them for passing on clothing. We've got up to nearly $2,000 in the kick now, and we've got a couple of bets there. We'll go Pakenham Race 4, number 1, Marine 1. We'll go the Mudgee Cup Race 7, number. What do we say? Race 7, number 6, Lady Loves to Gamble. And then we've got our two NFL bets for the weekend. We've got Arizona minus 7.5 at $1.90. Over 50 flat at $1.87, the Tampa Bay Atlanta game. Jared, you just want to touch on a couple of things of what's happening there for Pass On Clothing in the lead into Christmas.
Well, I was going to ask, can I go out on a limb here, Tristan, and throw one more bet in for the weekend? Why don't we go in the first test? I'll be the leper in the room and have $50 on England at $4.40 to win the first test, see if we can maybe pick some money up there. I think that price is just way too big. They should be much, much closer than that for mine. Pass It On Clothing, they've got their Christmas appeal at the moment. Once we tip that $2,000 in, Tristan, there'll be, I think, somewhere around $9,100, which is just amazing. The goal was to raise $10,000. Between the money that we've kicked in and the money off social media from anybody and everybody being so generous is just amazing. They help the homeless across Sydney and Gosford every week. Do just an amazing deal. So if anybody can contribute there, I'm putting a little challenge up on social media this week to try and find some extra people to kick some money in with me and see if we can get that to $9,500 by Monday. And then it might be downhill to get the rest in before Christmas. So Pass It On Clothing, folks. Check them out on Twitter or Facebook. They just do an amazing job looking after the homeless of Sydney and Gosford.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. Readingtheplay.com.